Hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm super proud of myself because I just got back from a long walk. I woke up this morning at 4:30 and I don't usually wake up that early. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And my higher self was like, go take a walk. So I put on my exercise clothes. I went down to the gym. We have a gym in our apartment. And I did 30 minutes on the treadmill. I like to do it at a speed of 3.0 and an incline of 15. I was listening to an amazing podcast at the same time. Or no, actually, I was listening to something else. And then I started listening to this podcast. And I'll link to it in the description. It's by... The podcast is called Mind Pump, and it's actually a group of guys talking fitness, and I've been listening to them more than anything else for the past year. And that might sound weird, but one of the reasons I like listening to them, number one, I am working on fitness. I want to build muscle. I want to understand building muscle, but they also just talk about anything and everything, which I am all about, because if you've listened to me for a while, you know that I am always preaching, don't be this expert talking about one thing, just be a real person talking about whatever you want. Yes, you can have something that you like, a theme that you focus on more than anything, but be a human who also has other things that you care about and talk about. And so when I listen to these guys, yes, I'm learning about building muscle. Yes, I'm learning about protein. Yes, I'm learning about fitness, but they also talk about relationships. They invite people who talk about all kinds of things just related to personal growth and health and inner work. And they talk about being fathers and raising kids and all of these things that we all deal with and live with. And it's so refreshing to press play on one of their episodes, listen to them talk about, you know, here's how to build muscle, here's how to do this and that, but then also go into talking about what they're dealing with in their personal life and what they're learning and doing and growing in other areas. And so I'll leave a link if you're interested, because out of all the stuff I listen to, they're like one of the top three sources of information that I listened to in the past year. After I finished on the treadmill, I thought initially that that was all I was going to do. But then and this is the thing with exercise, like once you get going, it's easier to keep going because there's a lot of resistance getting down there. But once I was down there and I got 30 minutes in, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk outside. And it was actually still kind of dark, but I feel super safe here and went for a walk. And we live by the river, so I got to walk by the river. And it's something I actually want to make a daily routine anyway, because I've been learning about how good it is to get out in the not just the daylight, but the sunrise part of daylight. And how good it is to walk by a river, walk by water if you're able to. And then we live on top of this hill. So at the top of, well, not at the top of the hill, like the middle point of the hill. And it's a very steep hill. So we have to walk down the hill to get to the river, walk back up to get home. And I sprinted up the hill because I've been learning how healthy it is to incorporate sprints. And just eating breakfast, I realized, wow, this is the perfect layout. We have the gym right downstairs. We have the river 5 minutes away. We have this steep hill to sprint up. Like, I could not ask for a better workout environment. So that was my morning. Right now it is 7:11. And I want to share something with you for the next few days. I actually am going to bring Amy in. So usually you hear from me on this podcast, but for the next few days, you're going to hear from Amy. So recently, Amy and I created this experience around the personas that we created for Passive Income Planner Girl a couple years ago. Amy and I created these persona women with their own backstory and their own planners for our course that we created together. The first course, I think it was the first course that we created together. And Amy hand illustrated these women. They became the heart and soul of how we designed that course. And they're actually based on real people. They didn't just come out of thin air. Each woman that we've created is based a little bit on just people we've learned from, whether it's from a Netflix show, like what's that show called? This Chef's Table, inspiring stories from Chef's Table, people who are in the community who we think are unique and amazing. And we just meld all of this inspiration together to form this group of beautiful personified women for Passive Income Planner Girl. And these stories, Amy came up with the stories, and they are so good. Like, they really draw you in. Plus, Amy has an audible.com voice. So what we did was we created this space that just was specifically for telling the stories of these women. So for the next few days, I'm going to share the audios of Amy reading each person's story. And you'll get to just have fun with, I don't know, that experience of hearing Amy and listening to these wonderful stories. Like, the combination of Amy's voice plus really intriguing stories, it's just amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and stop talking and let you listen to Amy tell the story of Una the Tea Maker.
Una, the artisan tea maker. A grayish morning light slithers in through slightly parted beige curtains. Meet Una. Una peels off her sleep mask and remembers where she is. Crisp white bedsheets, greige carpets, and sachets of old stale coffee on the side table. She hates these overpriced cookie-cutter hotels made to dull the senses of finance folk like herself, racking up air miles and emissions to make lucrative deals and break down livelihoods. A hangover kicks in from yesterday's layoffs. She thinks of strangers, freshly redundant, panicking about their next steps over breakfast. Needless to say, Una despises her job. A good book for the plane tomorrow. Yes, that will help. I'm in the mood for something witchy today, she thinks aloud. She reaches for her phone to search for the nearest bookshop. Only 40 HK dollars for an hour of premium Wi-Fi. Ugh. Well, perhaps it's better to ask a real human anyway. A polite woman at reception informs her that, yes, indeed, there is a bookshop by the harbour. Perfect. Hopefully I'll find a decent caffeine dealer on the way. Una wanders through Hong Kong's packed streets. A thrumming concrete jungle, neon lit, embraced by sleepy mountains. The air is thick. She sets her radar to find the green mermaid who promises a very standard, unopinionated cup of joe. No matter where her awful job drags her, at least she can count on that. Or not, she mutters to herself, 40 minutes later as she enters the bookshop still uncaffeinated. Upon climbing a narrow staircase, she rounds the corner and finds herself in a haven of calm. A Cantonese tea house, with aged copper and slatted wood panels lining its walls, and amber jars filled with curling dark tea leaves standing proudly on the counter. I suppose I'll just get a takeaway and then browse the fantasy section, she thinks. Just as she's resigned herself to get in and out as quickly as possible, after all, it's how she's been functioning for years now, something glints out of the corner of her eye. A golden, honey-hued glass of gently steaming, freshly brewed tea. Its drinker is blissfully absorbed in the pages of their next escape. The elixir is served on a charcoal-colored dish, textured and bespeckled with a bronze crystalline glaze atop a small wooden tray. Thoughtful. Maybe I could stay a while. Where else do I have to go anyway? And an empty chair beckons her over to the wide expanse of window with a front row seat overlooking the city harbor. She pours herself a cup of oolong and drinks slowly, savoring the scent and delicate toasted flavor that lingers after each sip. The sun cuts through smoggy clouds and creeps across the water ahead of her. And something tight unravels within her chest. And suddenly she realizes that absolutely everything is absurd. Pulling a pen from the depths of her bag, she scribbles with clarity on the corner of her half-sodden napkin. Leave job. Tea. Live. Back at home, Una can no longer squish herself into her old pot. Her roots long for more. She shaves off slices of her work week. A little at first, and then more, and then some more. With savings in tow and a vague plan unfolding before her. And over the following season of life, she fills her new time with living. Hosting tea ceremonies for old and new friends. Cultivating a balcony that bursts with fragrant herbs and bookshelves weighty with tomes of ancient knowledge of all things herbal and healing passed down over generations. She finds her flow in creating tea infusions and cocktails to soothe the soul, custom recipes to restore the body. Una shares her journey online, and her small but growing audience of kindred spirits drink up her knowledge and savor her blends. They, too, crave a more human pace of life. She becomes the guide they've been seeking as they navigate their own crossroads, teaching them how to blend healing teas, how to harness the medicinal and energetic properties of garden-crafted and wild-foraged herbs. She passes on all that she's learned about the philosophy of tea ceremonies across Asia and shares her hand-crafted recipe books while encouraging her students to create their own. A year and many moons later, Una pours herself a cup of oolong with that toasted scent that she will never tire of in her favorite harborside seat at her favorite char shop for book lovers. A suitcase rests at her feet, filled with artisanal teas from her explorations of Hong Kong's tea houses. They wait to unfold their potent magic at the gourmet tea pairings which Una will host at stylish local eateries across her city when she returns. Sipping slowly, as she always does, she pulls out an old scribbled napkin from the back of her journal and smiles. Silently thanking the woman she was all those moons ago, who changed her life with a cup of tea.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to explore the inspiration around these stories, I'll be sharing a new one every day for the next 6 days. We have a whole hub that is dedicated to sharing the background and the creations of these Planner Girl personas. So if you want to check that out, go to plannergirl.org/magic or click the link in the description of this podcast.